to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
We'll be right back.
2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. My goodness, what is going on with you over there this morning?
Carlette, it's Friday, man. Friday means we've got to wait a couple of more days before we get back.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I guess that's why I'm so momentous on Monday. I'm so happy to be back. You know, this is so easy, and we love to do it so much. Till when Friday comes, we're like, oh man, we gotta take off 2 days.
Your energy almost dwindles on Friday because you've got to be off a whole 2 days, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, DC? That takes me back to an article that I just read in Time Magazine talking about your flow. And obviously, you are absolutely in the flow. And what the flow is, a lot of people would never even consider this, DC, but as with so many things that seem really, really simple, there's always research to back it up. And this is what the flow is talking about. It's talking about a happiness flow. And it says the happiness flow occurs when we are intensely focused on an activity that we chose, we're neither under-challenged or over-challenged, and we absolutely love doing it. And experts have absolutely studied this. And what they did was they studied people who love what they're doing and how they react when they love what they're doing. They studied musicians, athletes, actors, doctors, artists, and they all describe how happy and how absorbed they are when they are in the flow, doing what they love to do. So you're right on point. And, you know, in the athletic world, DC, they usually call that like being in the zone. And so this morning, it seems very much so that you are in the zone and kind of feeling a little bit like a little bit diminished because happy because it's Friday, but ready to get back already. So keeping a continual momentous attitude and feeling of just being in the flow. And I absolutely love that great positive energy that you're sending my way and you're sending our listeners' way.
It's all good. It's all to the good.
Well, I mean, maybe that has something to do with how rested you are. You woke up this morning and you said you felt absolutely rested and ready to go.
Yeah, I was able to shut my mind down some.
Were you?
Sometimes
now?
I'm asleep, but I'm not sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, I sort of meditate in my sleep.
You meditate in your sleep?
Kind of. If that makes, you know, like I'm still pondering it.
Uh-huh. So you're not able, does that mean that you're not able to truly shut your mind down? I mean, completely shut your mind.
Deep sleep. I'm resting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm completely invigorated. But last night I went into a sound sleep where it was like, you know, yeah, I was down.
You were down.
And when the bell rang, pow. Because normally I get up before the alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning I slept until the clock hit.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with this article. You know, you can almost find research on anything. But when you're really in the flow, as they call it, and you're in life's flow, it just makes life better. You know, you're eager to get up and see what the possibilities are for today. You're ready. Your mind is opened. You're refreshed. You're alert. And there's nothing like it. And for people who are out of the flow, Bishop Jakes told us it was like being out of sync, out of synchronization with God and the universe. And, you know, I was going to say, how do you get in the flow? Well, you know, it's taken us a while to really get back into the flow. Sometimes you get out of the flow, you get out of sync with the universe. But really, when you get back in sync, and the way that you get back into sync
is knowing what you're supposed to be doing, who you're supposed to be doing it with, and why you're supposed to be doing it. And that's just my personal take. And when we found those three things, DC, it really increased our flow. It's almost like we just got into the river and we stopped swimming upstream and we just started swimming with the flow. And I'm going to tell you, if you've ever swam or if you've ever gone against the grain, you know, sometimes it can be tough to go against the grain. But when you're swimming in your flow metaphorically or moving in your flow, it just makes life better. It makes you happier. It makes your family happier. And life is good. So this morning, as you're traveling in, I hope you're traveling in your flow. And if you're not quite there, all you've got to do is start gradually moving yourself into that place where you know that you're supposed to be. And when you get there, you just know that you fit. It's almost like a puzzle, like how you can have one of these big jigsaw puzzles, and you can have 1,000 pieces, and you're looking for that one piece that fits with the other piece. And when you find that piece and you start to see the picture come into fruition, it starts to make it easier to find the additional pieces. And so this morning, maybe you're just moving into your flow. Maybe you're already there. But nevertheless, know that we all have a flow. It's all God-ordained. And all you've got to do is gradually start moving into your flow. And watch what happens. Watch and see how getting up in the morning, no matter what morning it is, whether it's Friday morning or whether it's Monday morning, you're just in your flow and it just feels right. It feels like you're working and living in your purpose. Now, as you're flowing this morning, it's 7:47 local time, 8:47 Eastern. Remember, now today is Friday. It's the weekend. Kids are probably in full force, out and about. So we ask you to do a little bit better today than you did yesterday. Make sure that you stay engaged. Try to stay off of those mobile devices. And most importantly, watch out for pedestrians, for kids, for adults walking. Really steer clear of their rears and make sure that you're having a humility for those other drivers on the road. Those student drivers, those young drivers that are just trying to figure it out. So much to look out for, but you know what? We've got faith that we can all do it. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information on how you can connect with Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. You can phone for an appointment, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Log on 24/7. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas with all of the best information on home, auto, and life insurance. Her number, 318-487-1881. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carl F. Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
He HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Now, you talking about a girl on fire, a business on fire. Well, who am I talking about, DC?
Me.
I am talking about Darlene St. Romain, owner and CEO of Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. She has been awarded or nominated the Kisatchie Delta Regional Planning and Development District has announced the nomination of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services for the Kisatchie Delta Entrepreneur of the Year. In addition to that, if that's not enough, last week in the capital city, Baton Rouge, Darlene was awarded, get this, the Oprah Winfrey Philanthropy Award by a local magazine in Baton Rouge. We welcome our friend, our partner, and entrepreneur back to the OPT Network, that girl on fire, Miss Darlene St. Romain. Good morning, Darlene, and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks, guys, for having me this morning. Are you guys doing okay?
Man, we are on fire with all of the accolades and all of the things that are happening in your life, in your family's life, and in your business's life. And what we know is that you guys are in the flow. So first, I want to start with, when you got the nomination for Delta Entrepreneur of the Year, the Kisatchie Delta Entrepreneur of the Year, you thought what?
I was, when I received the invitation and the letter through email, I was like, wow, they selected me and my business. I was really just honored and, you know, enthused. I was very, to be honest, I was surprised. I was just elated. I was really elated, you know.
So it just kind of came out of nowhere.
It really did. I mean, you know, lately I've been getting award after award, and when you sit and think
that
about
awesome.
It, you actually don't think people feel that way about you. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing. When I saw this, and some of the girls, I think they knew at the office on yesterday, but they didn't say anything. I didn't get the email until late yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually, you know, whatever's going on in my life and the business, I try to keep my friends up to date, friends and family up to date with that.
Mm-hmm.
And once I posted it, it went viral. And everybody in the office, they was like, well, we knew. And I'm like, wow, y'all didn't say anything to me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to be honest. I was just humbly honored to even be considered for this particular award.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people who don't really understand that there are going to be several officials, community leaders, and even regional leaders from around the state, as well as federal agencies that are going to be in attendance for this event. And it's gotta really be rewarding and fulfilling, not only to you, but to you and your team for all of the hard work that you guys have done over the years.
Yes, you're exactly right, because when I receive an award such as this, it's in my heart, it's not just mine, it's for the business and for the staff that work so hard and dedicate their time
mm-hmm.
to put in the services that this business requires. And I've said this time and time again, you know, I know God has put me on this earth to be a server.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole heart, sincere. And that's what motivates me,
mm-hmm.
because I know I'm here to be a server.
Mm. And so, Darlene, we were talking about at the top of the show, we were talking about being in the flow, you know, kind of being in sync with God and your purpose. Do you remember when you got into the flow and how you came into the flow of doing business and knowing what your God-given purpose on this planet was to be a server? Do you remember when that happened?
Well, to be honest, I actually felt that way, I guess, about maybe 7 years ago. I had been in business for about a year, because we've been in business for about 8 years. About 7 years ago, I just, you know, I just started praying to God and talking to God. And I noticed things just started happening real fast in my life. Everything that I was getting into, I mean, everything that I would jump into, it would just flow like the river. Everything
wow.
would just run smooth. Any and everything that I would put my hands on and touch,
wow.
it always just flowed just like a smooth flowing river. And I know it's, you know, it's all God. And I know the passion that I have for the community and the business, you know, the success of to run a successful business.
And so, Darlene, you know, we've been talking about giving a lot this past week, and we talk about giving on the show, and there's probably not any bigger giver in Central Louisiana. I won't just say of Oils Parish, but I'll say in Central Louisiana than Maurice and Darlene St. Romain, Sylvia's Caring Companion, Jell's Business. Talk about how you started to understand the principle of giving. Do you remember?
Well, during that same time in my life, about 7 years ago, I would hear people say different things about the Lord leading them to sow certain seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I would go to church and I would hear elderly family members and friends say that and make that statement. Excuse me. And I honestly didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember plain as day, you know, I remember the Lord laying something on my heart to do something for this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
To sow a seed in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, and the amount of the seed was a large amount. So I'm
and
like,
so wait, let me take you back to that moment. So you just get like sort of in your spirit that you're supposed to give something that is like
That's
way
right.
beyond what you could even consider or would think in your natural sense to give. And so when you get
exactly
that
right.
when you get that download, how do you process that?
Well, I kept like shaking it off, and it kept hitting me. Every time I would shake it off,
uh-huh.
it would come back right to me, you know, and I would just like shake it off. It would come right back to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, this has got to be God telling me to do this. I said to myself, let me do this thing and get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go. I just might as well do it because my business had just started.
Wow.
It had started flourishing. So I was like, wow, right now?
Right.
You know, why not wait until I'm doing better, you know?
Right.
But, you know, like my mom always said, never question God. So I walked up to her, and I was talking to her, and I really didn't know how to do it because I didn't know how she was going to, you know, perceive it and take it from.
Right.
So, I hadn't seen her in a while. I hugged her, kissed her, whatever, and we talked, and I just handed it to her. And she started crying. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like, maybe I done offended her. And she was like, girl, she said it wasn't nothing but God. She started telling me her light was off.
Oh, my God.
Was off. She didn't have this, that, and for her kids. I say, Lord, you know what you're doing. From now on, I will just walk in your destiny. Whatever you say, that's exactly what I'm going to do. She started crying, and I started crying. So I'm like, wow.
Now, do you ever think, Darlene, that had you continued to shake it off? Because I really, really want people to hear this and feel this, because I had no idea that the conversation was going to go in this direction. But you're saying your business just started. You know, you're saying, okay, God, why can't you wait until I could really have the means to do this? And you kept
That's
getting
right.
pushed and pushed and pushed. Do you ever think what would have happened had you not been obedient?
I'm gonna be honest. I'm a thinker. I think, and I heard mm-hmm. David say about when he's asleep, his brain still in motion. I know that feeling, David, because I do it all the time. It's just something natural
uh-huh,
for me.
Uh-huh.
But yes, of course, I have thought about that. You know, well, uh-huh. when that happened, and the way she felt, and the way it made me feel, I was like, Lord, what if I had not followed your orders, my God. And then after my life started flourishing and the business started flourishing, my family life, my children's life, everything just started flourishing. I was like, Lord, I will do your will. I know my passion is to serve. I know you have me here to serve. I will do what I need to do. I mean, because once I sowed that seed,
uh-huh.
my blessings was overly and abundantly. I mean, I can't even explain it. It was like if someone would do something in my business where, you know, this thing would climb.
Mm-hmm.
If they would move a climb just to be ugly, God would bless me with five more.
Wow.
My sister walked in my office and she just saw tears flowing. And she was like, what is wrong with you? I said, I am just overjoyed. I just cannot believe how the Lord is working in my life and in my business. Mm-hmm. I said, I am here to do his will. I am here to serve.
That's awesome.
But nah. She started talking about something else, so I was like, well, you know, don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
I did say I'm here to serve, but I am not here to be anyone's doormat.
That's right.
I said, don't get it twisted.
That's right. So that's like, exactly right.
I feel you. I feel you. But, you know, I've always had a heart to give because my mother, you know, raised us that way.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't giving abundantly. I wasn't sowing Lord seeds.
Mm.
And when I was at the award ceremony in Baton Rouge,
mm-hmm.
and this, you know, I didn't know exactly what award I was getting or anything like that. So when the young lady started reading and saying all these nice things about this particular person, there wasn't a dry eye in the building.
Uh-huh.
I was even crying. Maurice was crying. My
and they were talking
crying.
About
Everybody
you.
Was, and I, yes.
Maurice was crying.
Girl, I was weak in the knees. I could barely stand to go up there and get the award. I was in tears. I was just like, wow. You know, I mean,
wow.
I was really elated and just honored to be among people that actually felt that way about me and to give me that type of award. And she started saying things that I had done in that community and other communities, because we have an office located in Baton Rouge and
right.
Opelousas area.
Right.
So she knew about some of the things, and it was like, oh my God, when she started saying them, I was like, oh my God, this woman is talking about me, Jesus.
Absolutely.
Lord,
and that's
and give me some strength.
And that's why we said, Darlene, not just in Avoyelles Parish, but you're probably one of the biggest givers in Central Louisiana. And see, what people don't, what, and in this state, and what people don't see is they don't see what you do in the communities in Opelousas and in Baton Rouge, and really, whenever you're called upon, and I think it's so critically important, and DC and I honor you, and we esteem you, and,
wow.
and we look Thank at your example as one that we can follow, and this is what I want you to talk about next, because after you start giving, just like when your business was And I'm holding my hands together. It was in its infancy stage. It was a baby.
Okay.
And God said to you, give this large amount that you really don't think that you should give or can give right now. But then God started calling on you to give bigger, to do more. In that process, how do you say, okay, God, you want me to give this? Is there concern that if I give this, and I give this here, I give this there, I give, that I'll have enough? Is there ever that concern?
I'm gonna be honest. I have never. It has never crossed my mind to know or to question him if I'm gonna have enough.
Wow.
And it's strange that you brought that up, because, like I said, I am a thinker. But that's one thing that I have never dwelled or even considered and thought about, because I know that he's going to make a way for me and my family. Every need will be met. I know this in my spirit. I know this in my heart. And, you know, a lot of times when I'm doing, working on projects and doing certain things for certain people that is really needed in the surrounding communities,
mm-hmm.
my children is involved, you know, and no one knows exactly what we're doing and how we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and I like it that way. I want to keep
mm-hmm.
it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't throw out names. We did this, we did that, we did that. But my children are actively involved in doing these things, and that's why I know the Lord will never leave us or forsake us, because we all are doing his work in the serving ministry. You know, when I ask them to go and deliver
Absolutely.
This or that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they do not hesitate. They do not hesitate. My husband is another one. He do not hesitate. They do not question.
That's absolutely,
you know,
right.
What God has laid upon any of our hearts to do. They just jump up, do it, and go with it. So, no, I have never questioned if I would have enough in my storehouse, because I'm going to be honest with you. I know there's going to be enough. I know my God. I have faith that he's going to take care of me and my family, and all our needs will be met. So,
wow.
No, I that never crossed my mind.
Wow. Darlene, that is so powerful and so profound. And, you know, we didn't know that you were going to be honored with this nomination, but as we talk about givers, we couldn't have chosen, we couldn't have done it in the natural sense, a better person to put up and to put on display and to say to our listeners that if you have ever had concern about giving, this is a living testament, a walking, breathing example of the goodness of God and how abundantly blessed you and your family are. And you said, you know, and it trickles down from the top. You are a servant. All of your kids are servants. Your family are servants. And when people look at the wonderful blessings that God has given you, you know what will happen? They'll be tempted, and many of them will be envious and covetous. But what they don't understand is the price that you have paid is really that of obedience.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, and that's my whole thing. I'm going to always be obedient of God. And, you know, I know we sometimes sit and ponder, think about the people that have animosity, envy, and jealous. But I must say this here, because I have a team of young ladies with their husbands. They jump in. Mm-hmm. They serve. They give their time. They give their, I mean, they are amazing. And I'm sure a lot of times you guys may see them working with us. You will see them on my Facebook page. They are an amazing set of people. Mm-hmm. If I call on them and let them know exactly what I'm doing or what I'm trying mm-hmm. to do, before I could get the words out, yes, I'll be there is their words. Mm. If these young ladies and young men give us their word, they will be there. They are willing and able to serve. And you know, I constantly pray for them also, not just my family. When I pray, mm-hmm. I pray for everyone, but I send up a special prayer for these young ladies and their spouses, because they don't have to do that. They don't have to. But undoubtedly, the Lord has given them a heart to mm-hmm. serve also. You know, when I ask them to volunteer for these events for the kids, you know, it doesn't matter what I ask them to do. They are all in. And they don't look for one dime for doing this.
Wow.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so, and I pray and ask God to bless them abundantly and, you know, fulfill all their needs and their wants, you know, to make them just as prosperous as I am. Because I know that they are good people and they are, you know, mm-hmm. they are
they're
walking in the footsteps mm-hmm. that God has guided them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely. So. Darlene, I'm going to tell you, every single conversation that we have with you inspires us.
Yes.
Doesn't it, DC?
Absolutely.
Just a little bit more. You know, when you think, okay, maybe we're stretching a little bit too far, you make us want to stretch more. You encourage us. And most importantly, you are a shining example of God's promise that he will absolutely not allow you to outgive him. And we see it in your abundance. We see it in your family. We see it in your business. And before we got to let you go, do you want to say anything about your new business?
Well, I want everybody to know that I'm still working on that new venture. We're uh-huh. still working on the business. We're dealing with the fire marshal right now, and hopefully we'll have plans back by next week, and the project will get started. We'll get started building out the inside. I mm-hmm. am very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But... the Lord has laid it upon my heart to say, there is no rush. Excuse mm-hmm. me. There is no rush, my darling. Everything is lined up to fall in place exactly as I have planned it. So,
wow. Can you rest in that? Can you rest in that, Darlene? Have you been able to rest in that?
Oh yes, I am very content because I know the supply is there. Everything that I need is there. We're just waiting on man.
Mm-hmm.
God has already laid the foundation. He has. This is already done. I have nothing to worry about. You know, besides, I'd have started picking out carpet, furnishings, wall paint, pews, chairs, you know, just everything. I have started picking out everything. I decided not to hire a
decorator.
Designer.
Well, you are a designer. Yeah, you are a designer.
Shucks, and you got Gabriella.
I think I'm going to do that myself. with the help of my good friend, John Valley, he's also, he has that eye for decorating. And I love a lot of the decorative stuff out of Houston, and that's where he and his wife live. So they have been coming over, helping me and Maurice with a lot of ideas, and he's been taking my ideas and sharing them with a couple of his friends on that end. So we're going to get this thing together, and I'm excited, and I'm just elated, and I can't wait to get started with that particular business. All the staff has been hired, because once we presented everything to USDA, we submitted all the resumes and all that. So we're ready to go. We're just waiting for the you know, the brick and mortar to go up and be completed.
Wow. Darlene, you are such an inspiration. Congratulations again on your nomination for the Kisatchie Delta Entrepreneur of the Year. And we want to congratulate not only you personally, we want to congratulate your company, your team. We want to congratulate those people that have walked side by side with you, those servants, those husband and wife teams that have walked with you on this journey and that have been so faithful. And we just want to thank everybody that has been a part of what you do, because we know that you are the head, but it takes many, many others to make these dreams and to make these things a reality.
Exactly right.
Darlene, we are immensely proud of you, and you know what? We just pronounce a blessing, and we believe God, DC.
Absolutely. Yes.
That she will be blessed even beyond that which she can ask or think.
Absolutely.
Man, Darlene, bravo to you. We give you more than a hand. And we, you know what? We're just honored that you are a part of our lives. We're honored that you are our friend. You know what? And you just, again, you just are everything that many of us are working to be in God's sight in terms of giving and just being faithful. And I know that is a process and that is a journey, but stories and testimonies like yours just should inspire each and every one of us. Thank you for all you do, Darlene.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Lean, I got this. Hey, look, this next song I'm going to play. Normally I play songs at the top of the break, but I got to play this one for you. I know you like this song, and I know you like your girl, Lettucey. But this goes out to you, your company, your staff, Maurice, all of y'all. You know, this is for y'all, because y'all deserve a hand.
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate everything you guys do for us and for the business. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Continued blessings.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you, no, see, it's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big news, see if love found me, can surely find you, see. I even got one sad tear left in me.
hats on. Do it real big, it's a celebration. Fellas, come on, everyone. Let me hear you clap now if this is your jam.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. As we concentrate on music and singing and on this time of the year, a lot of new songs out, new groups out, keep this in mind for me that a bird does not sing because he knows a song. A bird sings because he enjoys the music. Music is a universal language that calms us and makes us wonderful. So I was thinking about my friends with this who sing the blues, and there's a group that was having a blues show the other week. And just a reminder for the community, people who participate in singing the blues and knowing the blues oftentimes are blue themselves because it comes out of oppression, out of worry, out of heartbreak and pain and suffering. Mahalia Jackson once said that to sing the blues is to be blue, to understand sadness is not to know joy. To cry is to have pain. She said, but when one moves to the presence of God, their singing become a joy because they bring praises and lift others out of their blue situation. So say Mahalia Jackson. And I've learned from experience that all of us should have a song in our heart a melody and a praise. And whenever we're going through difficult times, learn to sing. Sing your song. And God has a way of lifting us above our circumstance and our situation in music. Without ever knowing the words, learn to hum a tune. Have a blessed day. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. The official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's at work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official
OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, federal credit union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Till you get it right, head and dance. Hold them high, till you touch the sky, head and dance.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network.
Yeah.
Well, it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's July 11th. And if you're on your way, and we know that you probably are, it's 8:37 local time, 9:37 Eastern. Once again, DC, we got to just send big ups, big kudos, big shout-outs, big congratulations, just a lot of bigness.
Yeah, yeah.
to Darlene St. Romain, CEO and owner of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Service, and her entire entourage.
Well, let me just say this too, because I, you know, basically let that, you know, I didn't really say anything there, but because you said everything I wanted to say.
Did I?
Excellent job. Excellent job. You get
well.
It.
That means you that I'm catching up. Yeah, I'm getting it.
You're getting it. But Darlene, you know, has been a proud underwriting sponsor of what we do since we started this and we met. I'll never forget, we met her at the Vantasia concert for the first time. But I knew her years before, but I just forgot.
Yep.
And when we met her, she said, look, I want to get with y'all and get with y'all about some advertising. And she's been rolling with us ever since. We'd like to thank her, the whole team at Sylvia's Caring Companion. You know, we just believe that it is an awesome partnership.
Absolutely.
And it just has benefited us both so well till it's almost like a hand fitting in the glove. Not the OJ glove. But just a perfect fit.
Where did you come up with that? Nobody was thinking about OJ.
Thank you, Darlene, Maurice, the whole team over at Sylvia's, man. We just appreciate you guys. And y'all don't forget to go over to Pineapples in the mall, because that's where the younger,
absolutely,
you know, Gabrielle is over there doing her thing. You know, they've just got stuff going on everywhere.
Absolutely.
Like she said, when she said that, you know, my kids are involved, you know, I started thinking. I had a little bit of resentment tried to creep up, because when I told you I wanted 13 kids.
A little bit of resentment?
Yeah, because I was like, see, if I'd have went on and had at least half of that, I would have more working people.
You'd have more kids to work.
I'd have more kids. I mean, you would think if I'm wanting 13.
Right.
And you say, and we have one.
Right.
That wasn't a very good compromise.
It wasn't.
Not at all.
That was a horrible compromise. I should have had at least five.
At least three.
Five.
Okay. Well, I fall on my sword, and I ask you in front of James and Teresa Bowie and all of the listeners, can you forgive me?
Yes.
Thank you. You know, if I weren't so old, I'd go back.
You try to go back to the world.
I would. I would do that for you, baby. With all the
James and Teresa will carry one for you.
No,
I tell you one thing. This he said we got our two. I know. I'm sorry, baby.
I messed that up. I don't have nobody to pit him against. You know, you like in athletics. Yeah, athletics.
We have one.
Yeah,
we got one. Yeah,
that's
17. Anytime you want him.
We're gonna have to. But you know, now once they get in high school, he's 14. He thinks he's grown.
Oh, okay.
He really does.
Yeah, he's a very mature young man.
But maybe with a 10, almost 11-year-old, he may find that big brother instinct.
Exactly.
Bring someone under his wing. Make him feel even more of a man.
Yeah.
This young Thundercat, he got the show.
With Darion, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a little 6-year-old that we've adopted, and I almost want to steal.
He's like our little god child. He comes around and he likes to hang with dudes.
And so we're having Christmas football camp. It's Christmas in July at our house.
He's doing
his own football camp. And so mother had to pick up the cones. You know, because they had worked out so hard. I had to pick up, you know, help to pick up the cones. And he said to me, you see, not yet. I'm coming with that. So he says to me, see, mother, if I'd have had another boy, he'd have been running out here saying, Dad, I want to help.
Yeah.
I'll get the cones.
Little fella would have been running around.
And his name was going to be James.
Right.
Yes.
His name. That was her brother's name.
Yep. His name was going
to
be James.
He was going to name Deuce James, but I had to pull a rank.
You had to pull.
I instinctively knew this might be the last one. Like, you know, I got to go and get that name out there. You know, shucks.
Well, so without further ado, we do have another couple in the studio. Teresa Bowie, who is really a regular contributor to the OPT Network.
Well, regular.
This morning we welcome James Bowie.
Jay Bowie and
her husband and Teresa Bowie back to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
And so we've already started conversation. You know, this morning's show is really, DC, all about being in the flow. And sometimes in life, so Darlene and Maurice and Darlene and Sylvia's and their entire team, they kind of started the flow. And DC and I often talk about being in the right place at the right time with the right people, doing what it is that God has ordained for us to do. And we were like the Israelites, Risa. We were in the wilderness, D.C. for some 20 years. Yeah, about 20 years. We were in the wilderness trying to find the river. I love what you said, Darlene, and I wrote it down. Let me see if I can find it. She said, it started to flow like the river. Everything that I touched, it started to flow like the river, and there's no better place to be than in the river. And I know that you guys are now finding your flow. Let's talk about the Bowie Education Academy, Teresa.
Absolutely. So, wow. Where do I even start?
The beginning.
The beginning.
That's
the,
always a good place.
You know, you don't realize when God when he implants something in you, obviously in the natural, we don't even know the time of conception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just know when we get confirmation of what we're carrying.
Right.
And so early on, what it's been about 6 years now, because 5 years now, because my son is going into the fifth grade, I didn't know that there had been an implantation of something within our family.
Mm-hmm.
My son started into kindergarten, and my husband and I, we just weren't happy. It was just something about the education that he was getting in kindergarten that we just found to be substandard.
Hmm.
And so we talked and prayed and pulled him from public school and put him into private school for 2 years. And even that, it was something that we just felt he wasn't getting.
Mm-hmm. Something missing.
Something missing.
And so fast forward a little bit for me. So you guys kind of know, James, y'all know that your kids are not getting, your son's not getting what you would hope that he would get. So where does the conversation go from there, James, where you start to say, okay, we need to do something else. We went to public, we went
That's
to private,
exactly
we need to do something
sit down,
else.
We were like, there's something else that needs to be done. And we got to looking and searching, researching, mm-hmm. and
perfect.
Came up with homeschool.
We were in the kitchen one day. We were in the kitchen, and there were some things going on at the school, and James said, let's just homeschool them. We can do it ourselves.
But we usually mean you.
I got real aggravated.
So I said, who?
Us.
And he said, us.
Does us, though, mean you?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm like, Jesus, no.
I'll make my contributions
he
as well.
He said both of us. He's going to do P.
Yeah, he said us. And I'm going, no. And then I said, well, why not?
Uh-huh.
So then I had to go into the closet with myself, and I had to have a conversation with God, and he just said, just be still.
Uh-huh.
And we have, to our knowledge, there's only one other African-American family in central Louisiana.
Only one?
That's committed to the co-op that we are enrolled in. And James is saying two. But one of those families is our family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the Bowie.
So you're
family.
One of the two.
I guess now it's three.
Okay. So I called her, and she was like, I would be more than happy to come and sit down and talk to you. And she came to my house, and we talked, and I was overwhelmed. She said, look, just it strides. But she comes from a very large family.
Mm-hmm.
She has a superb California homeschooling education.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. And
so once you guys start having this conversation,
yeah,
with
it
her.
Just the things just started to open up, and I started to feel comfortable. I started to feel like I wasn't alone. I didn't have to figure this out on my own. And I'm like, are you serious? It's that easy? She
we
was
start
like,
going
it's that
to meetings,
easy.
Meeting
I'm like,
people
wait, I don't have
it.
To get a blackboard and put it in my living room and change my living room into a classroom. She was like, girl, no.
The homeschool uh-huh. community is so big.
It's so big.
You actually go to one of these meetings, and you're like, oh man.
And so
I didn't know so many people were interested in it.
And so at this point, do you think, okay, our kids have been in just regular schools. They've been in private schools. They've been in public schools. Do you kind of wonder how this is going to affect their integration mm-hmm. into being with a large groups?
Not really. You know, and they went from school to school strictly because of the education that they were getting.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't up to our standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the transition will be tough at all for them.
Uh-huh.
They're looking forward to it.
they're excited about it.
Of course, a lot of the questions that we got were, you know, the myths of homeschooling. Well, they're not going to be very sociable, mm-hmm. and they're going to be introverts. And what about this? And what about sports? And
they have more activities in the homeschool program mm-hmm. than they do
than
in
they
the
offer
public
in public school.
Mm-hmm. You would never even hear about mm-hmm. until you get into this community.
Mm-hmm. So when I sat down and yeah, surely I could have just put them in a co-op and we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I started the Bowie Education Academy because the reality of it is when you're homeschooling your children, you have to have them enrolled somewhere.
Okay.
So we had to come up with something. They have to be enrolled somewhere. So we said, well, you know, we'll call it the Bowie Education Academy. I sent in a letter to the state, got the letter back from the state, and that's when I realized I was pregnant.
Wow.
With this idea, because I was overwhelmed. I was to get a letter from the state of Louisiana Department of Education mm-hmm. saying that the Bowie Education Academy is now a registered non-public school with the state. It was big. It was beyond wow. big. And the Holy Spirit just started to deal with me. And I think I put something on Facebook saying I'm just overwhelmed and overjoyed, not to share the news of what I was doing, but to share with other people. Look, don't ever settle. I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to settle for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not happy with something, go out and chase whatever it is that you're looking for. Sometimes you don't even know what you're looking for. You just mm-hmm. know you want something better. Mm-hmm. Go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that was my reason for putting it on, you know, on Facebook.
Right.
But my Facebook, my phone blew up within
wow.
an hour. I had people emailing and calling. Wait, how can I get involved? Give me more information.
Mm-hmm.
I want this opportunity for my children. And I told James, I said, this is bigger than what we thought it was going to be.
Wow.
God is up to something. God is brewing something. And I think about my pastor and how he stands. Pastor Darrell talks about he never had any dreams of being a pastor of a church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was nobody but God. And so when I'm thinking about the Bowie Education Academy and the responses that I'm getting, there's a need.
Right.
People are hungry for quality education.
Absolutely.
They just yes. don't have a lot of options.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, not mm-hmm. everyone is able to sit at home with their children and teach them and or get them enrolled in a co-op or whatever the case may be.
And so what are the parents' responsibilities within the co-op and who does the teaching?
We do the teaching. The co-op, the curriculum is Classical Conversations. And so
what does that mean?
Well, Classical Conversations is a Christian-based co-op, and it challenges, it really challenges reasoning and independent thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches children how to think on their own, and it allows them to explore the depths of subjects instead of skimming random subjects and
like
random components of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You have to get this information by the end of the week, memorize it. Take the test mm-hmm. so you can hurry up and move on because the teachers are so pressured to be
right.
moving along this curriculum
right.
that they have to get through by the end of the year to take this other big test.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know how the Civil War relates to American Revolution and how the American Revolution relates to anything. It's just a bunch of randomness.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at practicum this past Monday just learning about how we're going to be tutors and the things that we need, tools and resources that are available. And one of the ladies said something that was so profound to me. She said, it's like teaching a child how to memorize Mozart.
Mm.
Sit at a piano, and you just memorize these keys and this composure, but you never know how to read sheet music.
Wow.
You never know what a note is.
Mm.
You don't know. But we marvel at the fact that, oh,
he can regurgitate it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is. It's memorization.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not teaching them the what, when, why, and how.
Absolutely.
You're not teaching them the rhetoric and the reasoning behind anything. And with Classical Conversations, in any scope of life, in anything, you're teaching them how to cultivate their mind around being able to have a conversation about anything.
Oh, I love
just
that.
Just because they can think.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
they can learn and they can teach themselves.
Tell them, babe.
now, at one point when our son was just about to go to first grade or kindergarten, we were thinking about putting them in that Montessori
mm-hmm.
process.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do That's is they teach them as they go along. In
mm-hmm.
other words,
mm-hmm.
if you move faster, we teach you faster.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's sort of like that.
Pretty much.
Well,
you don't have to wait back, like in the classroom setting, if five students are way ahead of the class, they have to wait for everybody else
right.
to catch up.
No,
with that Montessori like process, that mm-hmm. it's a little bit different because if you are out front, then you just keep running
keep
out
running,
front.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's how our curriculum is, too. That's, so you go by awesome. Weeks. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful thing about it is the curriculum is nationwide. So if we move to New York City and
or
we
Korea,
find a mm-hmm. Classical Conversations co-op there, we can join it, and we're on the same.
Right.
And like DC said, if Jalen or Trey, if they exceed, they could just keep going and keep yeah. going. And
now, this
going.
Is what I hear in the spirit. I hear you. I hear you out there saying, well, that's great for them. I can't stay at home and homeschool my children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But my concerns.
We were just blessed to be put in a situation to be able to.
And they're saying my concerns are the same, many of the same concerns that your concerns are for your children. And so for those people that say, you know what, I'd like something like that. I'd like an opportunity to put my kid in a place.
In your school.
In your school.
And, we're getting
and
there.
And to those people out there, that's the baby that
don't
I'm
you
carrying.
Feel them? Good. Don't
do.
You feel them
that's
saying?
Good. That's yeah, that's the baby that I'm carrying.
Wow.
Because this is, honestly, it's not just about my kids.
Right.
You know, I'm blessed, we're blessed to be able to give
our
them an opportunity to get what it
your
is.
Kids the test run.
Yeah, our kids are the test room.
The test run.
Uh-huh. the test run. But, you know, I'm carrying the idea
yeah.
and
I love that
of that's being awesome. Able to open this academy up to my community.
Wow.
And I'm believing God that within a year we'll be able to open up to other families.
Oh, yeah.
And but I mean, because people are already saying, hey, when is enrollment, what can I do?
And the PE class is gonna be as well as the lunch.
I love it. It's about making changes. It's 8:42 local time, 9:42 Eastern. In case you don't know, you're on point. The official
yeah.
OPT yeah. Network. And that music means we got to get a break. We're back, everybody, right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Falls Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating